Stepping behind the counter, I try to pull my skirt down as inconspicuously as possible. Why was this the only clean skirt I had this morning? I should have done laundry last weekend, but instead, I spent it all binging a new series that just came out on Netflix. It was my first weekend off in weeks, and I felt like not being too responsible for a few days. Of course, I now pay for that lapse in judgment. 2 coffee, black, 1 hot chocolate, and 3 apple pies for table 15. I put the order into the system while Audrey, the other waitress on staff, starts making the drinks. I grab the slices of apple pie, putting them onto plates on my tray. It's pretty calm in the cafe, even though it's a beautiful day. I don't mind because it means I don't have to keep running all over the place the whole time, which is good with a misbehaving skirt. But it also means that the manager will get annoyed because we'll have made less money. She'll probably come up with some ridiculous idea as to how we should have gotten more customers. Some days just won't be crazy busy. That's life. Audrey puts the cups on the tray. Here you go. She smiles as she glances around, dropping her voice to a whisper. Are you even wearing shorts or something under that skirt? Hush. I nudge her out of the way as I take my tray to the table with the two ladies and the young girl. They come here every Friday afternoon. I'm pretty sure that they're 3 generations of the same family, grandma, daughter, and granddaughter, since they all look pretty alike. They all have the same bright eyes and dark brown hair, though both of the older women have some gray hairs in theirs, which makes them look sophisticated for some reason. I put on my best smile. Here you go. I put everything down in front of them. Then I stand back slightly. Anything else I can get you? The oldest woman smiles at me. She's always so kind to us. No, thank you. We're good. Okay, let me know if you need anything. I turn around and find a table to clear. I quickly load the cups and plates on my tray and make my way back to the counter. As I'm putting everything away in the dishwasher, Audrey steps close again. You didn't answer my question. Are you or aren't you wearing shorts? Or at least big undies?
Big undies? What the?
Odd, I whisper loudly, trying to not make the sweet ladies look our way or overhear us. Don't even dare to check or whatever you're coming up with in that brain of yours. No, I'm not wearing shorts. Why do you think I'm trying not to bend down? I roll my eyes at her. Now she knows she's going to use that knowledge against me. Purposefully get me in situations where I'll have to bend down because she's mean like that.
Risky, Audrey laughs, her eyes shining with glee. You trying to impress someone?
But before I can answer, she walks off to greet a new family who just walked in.
Oh, her. It's that I like her and she's a good friend, or I would not have put up with her as long as I have. I'm not trying to impress anyone. Impressing people is the furthest from my mind as can be. I don't want anyone to look at me with interest. Though, try to get Audrey to understand that. She loves the attention from the boys. I don't. I'd prefer to get no attention from any boys. At all. Ever. If I could stay single for the rest of my life, I'd be happy with that. No matter if people think it's weird, it's much better than the alternative. I'm an Omega Phoenix shifter, which is not just rare, it's almost legendary in how few of us exist in the world. But here I am, Phoenix shifter and Omega at the same time. That's not just one reason, but 2 reasons for people to want to control me. It doesn't matter if I'm pretty or ugly or how smart I am. Just those 2 things alone are enough to make certain people lose their mind over the thought that I'm still alone, unmated, and not popping out babies every year for the last 6 years at the age of 25. And my parents are definitely part of that group of people. It's only because I'm too stubborn to give up that I'm still free of an alpha. I graduated high school with really good grades, and I was able to persuade my parents that getting mated at 18 would be a bad idea. Too young. Much too young and too inexperienced to make a good mom. So they let me go to college, which I purposefully chose to be as far away from home as I could manage.